Zimbabwe is fast becoming a fashion haven as homegrown designers embark on bold but stylish fashion wear for those with a high sense of style and money to burn. 31-year-old Harare-based designer Colin Ratisai is among the male designers making inroads in the country's burgeoning fashion industry. He laughs at how he started.
So I'm the third of three children in my family. My eldest sister studied some textile design and went on to be a fashion designer. She then got married and got out of the house. I think I had a good hand to take over what she was doing.
Fashion weeks like the recent one in the United Kingdom and the upcoming one in Harare in September are just a few of the platforms Zimbabwean designers like Ratisai get to showcase their designs among other venues.
As a designer, I am specializing in like high fashion and haute couture, in extravagant dresses or with a brief. I also work with theater costumes, the stage musicians and performers. That's my kind of market. That's my strength and that's my niche market that I wish to work with a lot of the time.
Ratisai, who designs both men and women's clothing, says he uses his everyday surroundings as inspirations for his designs. But he says his fashion is for the not-so-ordinary. In other words, those with deep pockets.
I'm not really aiming for that everyday kind of mass market look. No.
A patriot to the core, Ratisai says he loves to flaunt his identity as a Zimbabwean in his fashion styles, often using colors found in the Zimbabwean flag.
Well, Zimbabwe is where I am. That's definitely my inspiration. I mean, it's nice, the greens and the yellows and like sort of the earth tones that come through our flowers around us. And I'm not even thinking about the flag sometimes. I'm thinking Africa.
While he aims to make his mark in fashion internationally, Ratisai says his main base will always be Zimbabwe.
I'm pretty much a really chilled kind of designer as well. I'm not feeling like I'm going to be the big name throughout the whole world that is making production of trillions and thousands of people for a season. But I'll be very happy with two or three boutiques around different countries and definitely the main base of the studios being in Zimbabwe.
Despite Zimbabwe's high unemployment levels that have driven millions into the informal sector, many would think delving into the fashion industry, considered a luxury market at this time, might be a wrong move, but Ratisai says not so.
Well, fashion is all over Harare and Zimbabwe. There's lots of young designers coming up. There's a lot of different styles and talent of the young designers. There's lots of creativity in the fashion industry. There's fashion shows happening as well. There's that much glamour coming out.
Though Zimbabwean designers are gaining recognition, Ratisai says more publicity would help the industry.
For it to even go further and beyond the seas and across borders and for people to know that it's from Zimbabwe, we need the support from everyone in Zimbabwe and from, like, Studio 7. Yes, please.
Not to put off anyone from his designs because of the cost, Colin Ratisai says no matter your budget, fashion is for everyone. All you need is a high sense of style. Reporting for Studio 7 from Washington, this is Dimyake Mwakalielie.